And welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN as we get set to talk with Pawnee Mental Health Services here this morning. And filling in for Robin Cole here today, we have Shelley Schottler. She's a Community Services Program Director at Pawnee Mental Health. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, certainly. It's a pleasure to have you on. And well, first off, I know it's probably been a while since you've been on the program. Give us a little bit of background about yourself and how long you've been at Pawnee Mental Health.
Yeah, I am born and raised here in Manhattan. So I knew I always wanted to stick around, and my work or calling was kind of in social work. So I got my degree from Washburn in social work and then made it back here. And I've been with Pawnee Mental Health providing various different services for almost, 19 years now. So I'm really great agency, and I love the work that we do here.
And honestly, the work that's going on at Pawnee Mental Health probably has more of a magnifying glass on it than it has in the past. This past year's been tough on a lot of people, and folks with mental health concerns are a big part of that.
It has. And it's taken a new look with COVID and social distancing this year. So it's been a challenge, but I think it's needed work this year. Just the impact of stress that COVID has provided to anyone, whether they've been diagnosed with COVID-19 or not.
Well, today, and I know the focus is going to be on Pawnee's Crisis COVID program. And if you could just kind of gauge our listeners a little bit and tell us what that program is, give us a little overview.
Yeah. So the state of Kansas last year received a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, which is SAMHSA, to provide disaster relief for the COVID pandemic. And then the KDADS, or Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services, contracted out to different providers across the state of Kansas to provide that COVID counseling, those COVID counseling services. Pawnee Mental Health at the end of last year was awarded one of those kind of sub grants for just over $75,000 to hire individuals and provide services to anyone affected by COVID-19. No one has to have been diagnosed, they just have to have been affected, which honestly is anyone that lives on this planet. So, we took that, and we are working with this COVID crisis counseling program. Anyone can call us and sign up, whether they've been diagnosed or not. They do not have to be a Pawnee client. In fact, we don't take a lot of demographic information. We don't register them as a consumer of Pawnee Mental Health Services, and we don't give a lot of demographic information to the state either. They just want to know numbers that we've served and kind of what we're doing, like individual services or group services. So we are there. It's meant to be short term, to help with problem solving, a little bit of stress management, connecting to resources. And so we're going to work probably 1 to 5 sessions with an individual or a group of people. And then if they need something more intense after that, we refer to the appropriate local agency in town.
All right. And this can be, you know, any kind of issue, I guess, someone's facing, if it's, they're worried about their finances, or they're worried because, you know, they haven't been able to see anybody for a while, encourage them to call.
Yeah, most definitely. We can connect them to food services, financial services, housing, spiritual services, or if it needs to be, you know, getting connected to a doctor or a mental health provider, whatever that happens to be, whatever their need is, we're going to get them connected. All they have to do is give us a call.
All right. What are some common things you guys have been hearing here during the pandemic that people are struggling with in our community?
I think a lot of stress and fatigue. Social connections are very important for people. And we don't have as many of those social connections due to COVID and that social distancing. And so people just need to talk to people and be around others. That kind of energizes and feeds us. And so there's a lot of fatigue from that. Depression, we've seen rates of suicide go up. Our crisis unit here, our CSU, has been busier during this time due to a lot of the stress from COVID. So we're there to maybe help a person get past some of that before it gets to the point that they might need something more intense to help them.
And we're speaking with Shelley Schottler here from Pawnee Mental Health Services. Their crisis COVID program recently got a grant here. And how much did you say that grant was for? $75,000?
Just over $75,000, yeah.
Okay. So that allows you probably to do a number of things here. And I know you mentioned it's all happening virtually, but boy, that really allows you to expand your reach.
It does. And Pawnee serves 10 counties. So it allows us to reach out to anyone in those 10 counties to assist them with this service. It can be done virtually on Zoom, like you mentioned, or it can be via telephone. They don't want us doing a lot of face-to-face right now just to keep everyone safe. And that's a good idea, but we are available any other way that we can reach out to you.
And what if somebody doesn't have internet at home, if they want to connect via Zoom, do you have like satellite clinics where people can go and get on that way?
So we do have a couple health departments that we're working with to get technology into them. We're on the brink of getting that started, so that could be a possibility down the road. Otherwise, we would just brainstorm and see what we could find. We would reach out and find out what we could access in their community and see if we could partner with whoever it might be, whether it's a hospital or a school or someone like that, to help the person get connected to Zoom.
All right. Well, what other resources are available right now at Pawnee Mental Health for people who need it?
So for COVID resources with our CCP program, like I said, we would reach out to various practitioners in the area, use harvesters, the breadbasket, reach out to the local churches, schools, anything we could do to connect that person to whatever the need might be at the time.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the stressors and anxiety that the people have. Do you find a lot of folks are overwhelmed right now? And maybe not as much now, but previously here during the pandemic, that people are just overwhelmed by the news of COVID-19 being a stressor?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of information thrown at us, and it's good information to have, but I think we have to do a lot of self-care and be mindful of where we're at mentally and physically and spiritually. And if we're getting too much, we need to maybe back off a little bit and gauge how much information we're taking in. Make sure we're getting it from reliable resources so that we don't hear information that might make us more anxious, which is what we wouldn't need at this time.
Yeah. Well, and I always find it's tough too. I mean, I'm raising two little girls. One's 3 and one's 10. And, you know, I know being at home more often, we've been home together more, doing things, and you can't go see your friends as much. And that's tough. You know, kids don't understand exactly everything that's going on. Do you have any tips for people who are struggling to talk with their kids about COVID-19 and all the social distancing we're having to do?
I think gauging your child and understanding where they're at. And if they're asking questions, that means they need some answers. They want some reassurance related to what's going on. So I think just giving them straight facts and being honest with them. And then not only talking about that we're doing this to stay safe and to keep our friends and our family safe, but pointing out maybe some of the positives that might come from that. So maybe we can't go see our friends and play as much as we used to, but maybe you're getting more mom or dad or grandma time, whoever lives with you in your house, and taking advantage of that and really appreciating being able to spend time with family in your home and find those positives.
All right. Yeah, that's good tips there. Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll have more with Shelley Schottler, Community Services Program Director from Pawnee Mental Health Services, in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.